Well, it's about time for us to talk to him.
Well, I don't know if anybody was listening at the front of the show, but I'm going to introduce these guys to you. Over on the banjo from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Charlie Cushman. It don't get no finer than that right there. Of course, you've met Fiddlin' Johnny Warren right there. And that is the same fiddle and the same bow that Paul Warren used to play on all those Flat Scruggs records right there, folks. On the big old doghouse bass, a fella that I don't go many places without, this guy right here. He's the best. He's talking to me. He's messing with me. Great bass player, has been voted IBMA bass player, I don't know how many times, but he's wonderful. He's a good friend. He took his hat off, he put it back on. Mr. Barry Bales. And singing, doing all the Lester parts, some of the MC work and talk is if Hank Williams and Lester Flatt had a love child, it would be Mr. Sean Camp right here on the guitar.
Oh, thank you so much. Everybody knows that fella right there does a whole lot of talking and a little bit of sliding, or maybe vice versa. Everybody's Uncle Flux, Jerry Douglas.
Thank you. On the mandolin, singing all these secular parts and all the tenor singers and wonderful mandolin players that played with Flatt and Scruggs, they didn't really get to play many solos. And there must have been a reason for that, but Jeff gets to play three solos per night. And he seems happy with that, so we're happy with that. And you see him all over the country. Sometimes he's with the Chieftains. Sometimes he spent a whole long lot of time singing tenor to Vince Gill. And that's a mighty feat. It's Mr. Jeff White on the mandolin right there, folks. Jeff, why don't you sing one for the folks?